Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fancy.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not.
Wait.
Yeah, that's true, you do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want it!
Toby and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit her with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy, okay. Leroy and Tobin, hold to the show, man. Stairs and the stars with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a lie, better mode in. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never traded him.
You know what is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Goose get large, so many more. 10 in the mar, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the mar, 20 to pee. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. And cute as can be, you can watch us on YouTube if you want for free. This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line, whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Morning, everybody! Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Hello, Leroy!
What's up?
How are you, buddy?
You know what? I played Russian roulette on Thanksgiving. Delicious.
What?
Had a good meal. Huh?
What do you mean you played
Russian? You went over to somebody's house who you don't know how they cook?
No, I've never heard that term, no.
Well, now you have.
Okay. How'd they do?
Like, if you go to, like, if you used to having a holiday meal at a certain person's house, you know how the food's going to be. You know what to expect. You know how everything's going to be. And you go in there with, I know I'm going to get my eat on, right? Watch a little football or whatever. When you go to somebody else's house, somebody's new that you haven't been to, are they going to have a TV? Do they like football? What kind of food they going to have? Are they going to have my sweet potato pie? All these things come into play. So you go into Thanksgiving a little nervous. You don't know. You might leave there hungry.
Mm.
You might have to make a stop on the way home because the food was garbage.
That's true.
So, yes, Russian roulette.
Fair enough.
And
he's right.
It's okay.
Fair enough.
It was great.
Hello, Vlad.
Hello, Tobin.
How are you, buddy?
I'm all right. Good. All right.
Good. Good for you. Good for
I'm
you.
All right.
Good for you.
Oh. How about you?
Not great.
You're not great.
Wait.
Okay.
Not great.
Hold on.
Not great.
Hold on.
Wait. We're not talking about sports right now. We're just talking about your own.
Oh, my own well-being.
No. Your own well-being.
My own well-being. My family. Yeah. Everybody. That real stuff is good.
Because it seemed like you had a great Thanksgiving. I saw a beautiful picture of the family.
Yeah, real stuff was good.
Right.
The sports.
That's what I started off with.
Yeah.
Now I know where you want to go.
I could go.
Would you like to start?
I would like to go a bevy of directions, but I think the place I would like to start is. Has a 21-0 lead ever felt like emptier than that? Because I was like,
at no point in time did I think it was going to.
I was just sitting here like, I can't believe the start to this game, and yet I was terrified because I knew that this team, which this season, I can't remember a team. Not that a team hasn't had bad defenses before, but like. Usually, a two-score lead, I'm talking two-tutty lead, that this team has had, I can think on four occasions this season where they've been up 14 and it's just gone. Bang, bang. Blink of an eye. Then they start the game 21-0. I'm like, maybe. But I was a fool to even think that for a second. Because of course this team was just going to be like, how could we make this hurt the most? On the road, take care of business, we're in the championship game. But could they do it? No. And then, to kick a field goal. Why? What's the point? Now you think you're going to get a stop? No. Now you think you're going to get a stop?
Hold on. Let me explain to you why.
Don't explain to me. Don't explain to me.
Why?
Because I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it.
But here. So that means you should be coaching the Canes.
Oh, listen.
Because you think you know what the best choice to make there.
Who, old No-Knee McGee?
If you don't get 4th and 9, you're in the same boat. So you might as well kick the field goal. You're going to have to stop them anyway.
Do you know how embarrassing it is, though? Like, let's just talk about that. Okay, you had an all-time season from this poor quarterback. What a year he had, okay? And good. I'm glad it's worked out for him. He's turned himself into essentially a top-5 pick. He deserves it, okay? But do you know what a letdown it is to have your defense be so piss poor? Nobody can rally. Nobody can play with discipline. Nobody can play with any cajones like this kid does.
It's not even that. It's Tobin, you hit the nail on the head the first comment you made. And I said this.
You've been saying it all year.
I'm like, there are certain things on defensive football where if you're just in the damn spot, you can create some type of deference. Just seal outside. Just get outside and make the guy turn in. You don't even have to make the tackle. You just be a cone. Get to that spot. And it seems like there's so many guys in that front seven that want it to be about them. I want to make the play. That you have 3 D linemen and 2 linebackers stacked up in one hole because everybody see that hole. They want to go make a play through that hole instead of playing discipline. And there's a way you have to play defense. Defense, and I'll use it this way. Defense is a lot about the way Spo talks about the Heat. In that there's other ways to affect the game without actually making the tackle, right? And there's other ways to affect the game and make an impact on the game without actually scoring the points. This defense hasn't figured that out yet. Oof. Because everybody wants to make a play to the point where they expose their defense to even worse big play, more big play.
How is this team?
It's and I've been saying it all year.
How have they played all season worse with 2 touchdown leads than they have with like 3-point deficits? I don't understand it. I'm like, this is you go on the road and you go bang, bang, bang. That should be easy breezy, baby.
No.
But Tobin, we've been telling you this whole season.
But dude,
and No, Leroy, I'm sorry. But I remember after the Georgia what game? Was it the California game?
Cal.
The Cal game.
We've been telling you.
I remember the times filled in with
Let me be Tobin. Just win, baby.
Just win, baby.
Enjoy the run, baby.
You're not going to outscore us.
Do you want to know? But like,
you want to know another example of. Let's use the example we're using with Miami right now in the NFL. Kansas City. They are asking for it.
Yeah, but they got titles. So, you know what I mean?
They got cachet.
I'm not worried about what – I'm just saying this team right now is very similar
to last year's team.
You want to know what this team is? This team is last year's Dolphins. That's what they are. Because you'll never have a situation. You'll never have a conference. Here you go. Lay it up. Go take the ACC. You never have done it. Never. This conference that everybody wants out of, that you have to beg to get credit for, here you go. Go take it. Nah. Georgia Tech, Syracuse, too much for us.
Hey, but here's the deal. Like, you're making it sound like they were supposed to win the ACC. I would just say, when you watch, like, do they deserve to be in the championship game?
Well, no. Nobody does after blowing a 3-touchdown lead.
No, but I'm just saying, like, when you
But it was Leroy. It was, like, I understood their flaws. We've known their flaws. I understand. I know they're a flawed team. But this is also, this is a conference that everybody kind of looks upon as like,
yeah.
I mean, like, dude, they felt, they cratered. And, like, I'm not here to bitch about rankings because you deserve what you get after that. So, whatever. But, like, the punishment they get for losing on the road a 4-point game compared to other teams is crazy. I mean, like, Georgia Tech, for as much as I hate it, like, they went, I mean, what did they go, 9 overtimes with Georgia?
Yeah.
They
could have very easily beat Georgia.
And so, I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen because, really, like, you're basically just begging that style points may get you into this thing, but you really don't deserve it. I guess I feel bad for Cam. I feel bad for Restrepo. I feel bad for the guys who are like, who did make this a fun season. And I'm like, man, how much more could they give you? And you couldn't get it over the proverbial goal line. You just, not surprising, but very disappointing.
It's disappointing because the part of defense that I'm talking about can be corrected, right? It has nothing to do with the talent. If everybody is where they're supposed to be and disciplined, that in itself is an offensive deterrent. Now, for everything you say about what happened on Saturday,
yeah,
the one thing you're overlooking is their offense was more potent than the Canes this year.
Who?
So what did you think was going to happen?
Oh, Cuse?
Yes.
Yeah, they're a good offense.
No, but I'm just saying. So now you have the U of M, University of Miami's offense on the opposite side of an offense that's the equivalent to them. So how many points did you think were going to be scored? So when they scored 21, I'm like, wow, it might be 80 points scored in this game.
It might have. I mean, it was a lot of points.
Right, because they are, and that offense was and is what Miami's offense is. So it became a situation of who can get stops on defense. That's it. And look, I would be okay with the outcome of the game if not for one thing. There were too many plays made where I knew for sure a guy should have been there and he was off doing his own thing. You understand what I'm saying? I would have been okay with, oh, that's good sound offense against sound defense. They're just making plays. But that wasn't the case.
Yeah. It's crazy, man. Sucks. Bummed. Monday Rewind, brought to you in part by your South Florida Chevy dealers. You're looking for more power capability and technology with Chevy trucks. You're ready for anything. Chevrolet, together, let's drive. We'll get to the rest of the football downtrodden news as, yes, of course, we have not been on since the Miami Dolphins. Dolphined in the cold on Thanksgiving. It was over after a drive. Take a break. Back after this.
They will always say you can't until you can. So, I mean, it's not. It didn't really make me feel anything. I think I have an expectation, just like, just like I know that when after we win a game, you guys will, you know, look me in the eye, and if we lose, you don't look at me.
No, you don't look at me. Eyes to the ground, Mike. You don't look at me. You'll ruin Thanksgiving.
Really?
Yeah, oh, ruined it.
Well, how? Just out of curiosity.
Oh, okay. Here. Thanksgiving was great.
No. I'm not. I'm asking you this question. Not
you just asked.
They ruined it because they lost.
Yeah.
But why did they lose?
Well, that's not what you asked.
Okay. That go. Never mind.
Okay. You asked, how did they ruin Thanksgiving? Thanksgiving was going swimmingly until they muffed the punt. And then I knew it was over.
Okay.
Over in one play. You knew where it was going. I'm like, great. Here we go. So predictable, so expected, so on brand, and I'm somehow worse. Like, somehow worse that they've gotten to this point, because normally when I hear teams kicking other teams' ass, normally I would just want credit for that, right? But the fact that the Packers are mocking you afterwards, being like, them boys are gold. Like, normally you say, nah, pro's pro, baby. We just got the best of them. We have more talent. And I have Josh Jacobs being like,
and mind you, it was a balmy 28 degrees out there in Green Bay. Like, that's like 35 degrees warmer.
Wait, who was cold?
Everybody. Did you see McDaniel shivering?
Yeah, but he ain't playing.
Oh, dude, trust me. He was the only thing he was playing with was that play sheet, because it was shaking out of his hand nearly.
He looked like the Humpty Dance.
He tried to tough it out just going hoodie. Nah, get a jacket on. You're too skinny. You're skin and bones, Mike. Put on some Gore-Tex. What are you doing?
Gore-Tex.
Yeah, you need something wind resistant, dude. You're too, like, I know you're a Denver boy, but South Florida, it'll beat it out of you. You needed something a little bit more bulky.
As a transplant in New Yorker, I will agree with that. The minute you touch South Florida, within a year,
you're done.
The sun just it just saps all your.
You're done. You're done, dude.
Your cold restraint. You're done. You're done.
You might as well be an iguana. Like, it's donezo. You're done. Like, it was so frustrating. Like, I saw them bounce off. That defense was so bad. Oh my God, they were sliding down Josh Jacobs' leg, and that intangibles. Oh my God, that rhinoceros that they have, the one who doesn't cause all the penalties, that tight end. I mean, he was running through Dolphins like they were paper mache.
So you're saying the defense?
Oh, the defense was horrible.
Well,
they were horrible.
I think it was all three fields.
All of them were bad. But like all of it was a complete team letdown. It was a complete team letdown. I mean, Tuanon got so mad at me. I was just, oof. They got so mad at me. Because he had that drive right before halftime where he was like throwing it nowhere near anybody.
Oh, you're talking about
and it completely swung the game. The game was over. They went up 24-3, and it was up three touchdowns, and that puppy was over. And you know it wasn't mostly on Tua. If I had to rank things that were on the Dolphins of top 10, maybe he's in the top 10.
He's in the top 10.
But he's talking that. That smack coming into the game.
Everybody
we're
going
to kill narratives. We can't wait to kill narratives. And you guys only made it worse. And meanwhile, I have to watch last night in a blizzard. The Buffalo Bills clinched the division the first day of December. And they weren't even trying this year. The Jets were trying. The Dolphins were trying. The Bills are like,
And we both stink. Us stink. More than you guys, but yeah, stink. We both stink.
They ran away with this division scot-free. Not even a challenge. Not even a challenge. And the Dolphins have their own teammates, the opponent, the media. Everybody's saying, soft. Can't win in the winter. Everybody agrees, universally. And the Bills are here doing snow angels. Ruined my Thanksgiving. I think everybody knew it too, because I was sitting here. I got done with game day uncensored. I waltz out to the TV. I say, kids karaoke, be gone. I turn on the game. Malik Washington. Should have gone 3-and-out, baby. No, can't catch a punt. We knew where that was headed, Leroy.
Were they singing good songs, at least?
Did a decent job. I mean, pretty good for kids. But, you know, it's football time. I mean, get out of here.
I mean,
get off my coffee table.
But after the first half, you'd rather listen to some kids karaoke. I mean, they could have muffed worse than the Malik Washington there.
Oh, man. Anyway, what do you got, Leroy? What were your thoughts on the game?
I got nothing.
You got nothing?
You go ahead, because I don't look at sports like that.
What were your takeaways? Do tell.
The defense was terrible. Huh? Simple as that. Like, there's no other way of putting it. Like, sometimes in sports and in life, right? You got to just man up and do whatever it takes. And whatever the circumstances are, it doesn't matter. You are going to be successful. Especially, you have to especially have that attitude on defense.
Oof.
Right? And so it was just, it was disappointing that the guy who's speaking on behalf of the team actually didn't play all bad, that bad, right? Tua.
Stop with that. Those were empty calories.
He's right about that.
Okay. Okay, then. Then he played terrible, too. Like, you can't – Tua can't score when you don't have the ball.
He didn't score when they did have the ball, though, until they were down 24 – until they were down 24 points.
Right. And they went prevent –
Yeah. Right. Like, you mean, like, it's fine. I'm not blaming Tua. I'm not blaming Tua.
I'm just saying this. With the conditions and what we were talking about with the conditions, there's two things that I know this team needs, right? The first thing is I didn't have a problem with the wide receivers. They were fine. They were running around. They were catching the ball. Mm-hmm. Wasn't a whole bunch of, ooh, it's cold. My hands are frozen. Wasn't none of that. They need a bruiser. They need a guy who you can hand the ball off to, going to push the pile for 3 or 4 yards, in no matter what conditions. And I've been saying that for 2 years.
You want to know what you want?
They thought they got it. Mm-hmm. They thought they had it, but no. Everything they talk about is speed, 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 speed. You know what? Give it to a lineman,
dude.
Just give it to him and say, "Go push the pile." That's what you got to do when the conditions are.
Get yourself a Harbaugh. Get him that guy who's Who's that? Like, he got a former defensive lineman to throw back there, dude.
And put him at yes.
The one that killed when they were down 14-3, and they handed it to Chris Brooks, and we're like, oh, he's that guy.
Oh, the former Dolphin.
Yes.
Oh yeah, they were rubbing it in.
Yeah, well, he should, dude, because you kept him for Jeff Wilson, who hasn't played in 2 months, and he was skipping willy nilly down the field, running over Dolphins. And is like, watch this, boys. We're about to go up 21-3.
By the way, you know who's coordinating a top three defense?
Yeah, thanks. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you want to know what else? You want to? Because it's just like it. People say, are the Dolphins cursed? And I don't know, but I would tell you, the evidence would suggest so. How about the fact that Leroy, every single safety that the Dolphins have out there, I mean, we're face plant in the cold. Not tackling a soul. And what do I see yesterday? Marcus May, cut by the Dolphins. Interceptions yesterday, making plays for the Chargers. What decisions are being made over there, dude? You cut it? That guy wasn't playing? You're playing old Billy Club, the mole? Washed ass Jordan Poyer? That guy couldn't play?
Why are you smiling like that, Leroy?
Because
Leroy had a devilish mind.
I had a flashback, and I'm wondering if somebody in Baltimore was saying that when I was running willy nilly for the Vikings. I was just picturing Baltimore Tobin. Watching me score three touchdowns in the playoffs. And you got Van Morris. So it's my own personal giggles, but
no, that was great, Leroy. That was great because it looked like your brain just went like, yeah, you know that song with the harpy, and you just went to yesteryear, yeah, like, yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like I can't see in I always have this conversation with you with quarterbacks, mm-hmm, right? Like we quick to call a quarterback a bum or a bust. And when you look at a situation like Sam Darnold, where he's gotten into a good system, something that suits him and fits him, now he's leading the team that's going to the playoffs.
Right.
Right. And so there's a lot of that goes on in the NFL. And so I don't know how. So every time I hear you say that, or who was it? Matt Collins catch a touchdown for
no shoes.
No shoes for Buffalo.
Walking in the snow with no shoes.
Listen,
the Jets and Dolphins right now could look at each other like the spider. We're going to see them walk onto the field like the Spider-Man meme because the Jets have lost to Geno Smith and Sam Darnold this year.
Yeah, but they didn't sign Tom Brady and think he was the savior.
Yeah, well,
and then go trade assets for a wide receiver.
We didn't sign
Odell. You know what they did? Mm-hmm. The Jets put 20-inch rims on a Fiat. So they went and got a number one receiver, and he just running sprints.
No, we better not lose to that Fiat this weekend.
How's Odell doing, guys?
Oh, don't do Odell. That, dude. He didn't take over the organization and get everybody fired.
I'm just saying. And by the way, that's right. You guys lost to Fangs and Flores is having a great year.
They are having a good year. Yeah. Fangs.
No, here's the deal, though. Me and Frog Boy got in an argument for a whole show, mm-hmm, over bringing in Odell. So everybody was. It wasn't.
No,
like,
no, no, no. Not, I mean, everybody. Okay. Not you.
I mean, they did find their third receiver. Johnny Smith's amazing.
You've hit a lot this year. I'll give you that on 2024. You've hit a lot in the NFL headlines. You've been right on them. You were right on the Jets. You were right on Odell. Yeah. And you're right on a couple more things. You've had a good year.
I tell you what, they MVP right now is Johnny Smith because can't nobody stop him. He is always open. But it's going to be like that, you know, until they start covering Johnny Smith and then the other two guys get open again. But I don't know, man. It sucks because every game to me is eat its own entity, right? I don't try to think of, oh, well, all these situations lead up to this. I just try to look at that game as that game. And people that talk about sports go back in time and then put all the similarities together.
Yeah, but you did it with the Canes, though, like we were just talking about. Like, you could see what happened this past week. Well, we saw coming the whole year.
We're talking about two different things.
Are we?
Because I'm talking about how the actual team was playing. It was not a narrative. It wasn't, oh, in 5 years they haven't won when the temperature's below. No, it was how this team is playing and how everybody was getting excited and enthusiastic about a team that was not playing discipline.
Yeah, but I'm tired of them saying the word. Like, I'm tired of the coach saying the word narrative. I'm tired of Tua saying the word narrative. Right. It's not narratives when they're facts. They can't win in the cold. They can't do it. And if everybody is signing off on it in their locker room and in the other locker room, why do we keep saying the word narrative?
But that's the thing. I don't like. That's not a reason for me. Like, it's cold. We can't win. Like, I can't, as a player, to say the conditions are why we're losing. I'm not buying that. I'm not. Now, the result may be that those games the were cold. Yes, but I like to say, okay, why did they lose this game? They didn't lose this game because it was cold. They lost this game because they couldn't tackle and their defense wasn't very good. and you couldn't run the football, which is a requirement in cold weather games.
Well, they haven't been able to run the football for a month.
Right. Oh, okay. Whatever. Again. All right,
so Lever, okay.
I'm just looking at this game. Why did they lose this game? The other team could run the ball, you couldn't tackle, and you couldn't run the ball in return.
But it's a trend, though, Lee, where every time they play in the cold, that they're not unable to run the game. So I've got to look at the coach because he is the coordinator. Well, whoever the coordinator.
The coach is.
Wait. He's not the only one. How far back are you going to go if you're going to say that? Mike McDaniel can't win in the cold? Go back to the other coaches.
Flores won
anyway. This is a long time thing. If that's what you're going to do, that's why I say that shouldn't be an excuse.
It's not an excuse. It's the facts, though, dude.
Wait. All I'm saying is this. It was the facts for the last coach, too. So to say that Mike McDaniel can't win in the cold, we've been saying that for years.
Okay.
Not just with Mike McDaniel.
But also under the reign of this quarterback, his record in 40 degrees or worse is over. A donut, dude.
Oh, okay. So what do you suggest?
I don't know. I'm just telling you that's what the facts are. I don't want to hear the word narrative. They're facts. He hasn't done it. Okay. He hasn't done it. Why are we sitting and dancing around it for?
Here. Because I look at it this way. Let's look at the teams they played in the cold. Right? That matters too. Because you haven't beat Buffalo, so there's a double narrative there, or a double, however you want to call it. You're playing Buffalo in the cold.
Yeah, but that's also along with it. He's bad against good teams too.
Maybe the team isn't good enough.
Okay, maybe.
If there's 31 other teams in the league, and you can beat the 15 teams here, but you can't beat any teams up there, guess where you fit? That's a fact.
Nothing you're saying I'm arguing with, and nothing you're saying is bucking against.
Why do we go into games, why do we go into seasons saying our team should be here when the facts and the evidence say, maybe they're only here. They never beat the teams up here, and they always beat the teams down here. That slots you right there. So how do you get above that? How do you get into the upper echelon teams? How do you get your team there? Well, first you got to start by beating some of those teams above you, which you haven't done.
Nope.
I'm happy and I'm sad.
We're sitting here saying this team should be doing something when in actuality the facts say that they slot right about 13th or 14th in the league. They're beating the teams below them. When they get a chance to win against the teams above them,
right. They
can't. So guess where they fit?
Mm-hmm.
You're not good enough. That's a fact.
Tell it to the quarterback, man, because he's the one talking all about it.
Okay, well, players don't want to hear that. They think they can beat anybody, and they should. That's how it's supposed to be. I don't care who you are. You don't go in the game and say, we're sliding 15th. We probably shouldn't beat this team. Nobody, no athlete thinks like that. But the facts say otherwise. It's not the cold. It's not the conditions. It's look at your team. Look at the teams you've beaten the last 4 or 5 years. And look at the teams you lost to. And I guarantee you a lot of those cold weather games are from playoff teams.
Yeah. They have one very much in their division who's doing snow angels.
Okay. So that's the issue. The cold isn't the issue.
Okay, dude.
When you're good enough to beat Buffalo, you can beat Buffalo anywhere. When you're good enough to beat
That'll be never Green point
Bay,
never.
You can beat Green Bay everywhere. Okay? The fact is, when you get good enough to beat some of these upper echelon teams, it doesn't matter where you play.
Can they do it with this coach's style, though?
Huh?
Can they do it? Do you think it's a talent or do you think it's coach's style? Because you've talked about them running outside and all willy-nilly.
I think it's going to be hard for you to ever beat a northern team up north without a physical run game. All the teams that have success this time of year, go look. All of them have a physical run game that they can go to. And I've been telling you this for years. In January in December and November, because that's all that successful football is, that time of year. You're going to end up playing a game in the snow in December or January, and it's going to mean something. So without playing a physical and not having some type of physical style of run game, you're not going to be able to do it.
All right, we got to take a break. More to come after this. All right, welcome back, you rascals. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you. A holiday favorite, the Nutcracker, is coming to the Arch Center December 13th to the 24th. And we got your tickets to see it and get in the holiday spirit. It's easy to enter. Just go to WQAM.com and head over to the contest page to register.
Two things remind me of Christmas. The Nutcracker and TSO. Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Oh.
It ain't the holidays until they come in town.
You like hearing that? Boom, 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 boom.
Me, but it's funny because you know the music, mm-hmm. right? You only hear it one during a certain time of the year.
Right.
So you know it's holiday time.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready for Mariah.
Oh, she's banking. I heard somebody was just walking around the other day. She was just playing it off their phone. I'm like, man.
Yeah, that's the other.
She's got to love that.
We have to include Mariah.
She still got the number one Christmas song in.
In all,
she has to love that.
So
check
we have
come
to include
January.
Her. We have to include her with the trans.
All right, when you start hearing Mariah,
you know it's holiday.
Everything is peppermint
because you don't really hear Mariah at all. We don't hear Mariah at all. You hardly hear her
doing new stuff.
Nothing. Mm-hmm. Not even our old stuff.
There
but once you hear the Christmas,
all I want for Christmas.
That's it.
That's it. Holidays.
You see Trevor Lawrence get flaccoed yesterday?
Oh my God! I thought that was a clean hit too.
Listen. Oh, that was a clean hit. What are you talking about?
Listen, slide earlier.
That's what I'm saying. But, that's why I thought it was a little clean.
He slid late. But, dude, it's a terrible hit. But when that aim point is moving, you ain't got time. You can't adjust in the air.
That was a bad
hit,
dude.
I mean, wait. Hey.
That's because he's long.
That's a big body to get down. Like, it wasn't late. Like, he came up like. Like, whew.
No, he ain't come up. He did the.
Oh yeah,
he was giving gang signs.
Took him off on the golf cart, dude.
Yeah, and then a melee ensued.
Oh yeah, they were pissed. Rightfully so. Rightfully so.
Hey, speaking of melees,
I don't know how to feel. Cause
let me ask you this, Leroy. Let me ask you it. Cause this is about your weekend. Let me ask you this, Leroy and Tobin. I didn't know that Saturday was a holiday. I thought Flag Day was in June.
Oh, you're talking about Rivalry Day?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, the Rivalry Weekend is the weekend after Thanksgiving.
It was fun.
I know it's Rivalry Weekend, but I didn't know it was Flag Day.
Yeah.
Everybody was planting their flags on state in the center of the field, and teams were not happy with it. And that happened in your game, the big game.
Here, let me explain something to you. First of all, I'm going to tell you a story. How this rivalry goes from year to year and back and forth and whatever, right? It's a rivalry, and it is because you got a lot of kids back and forth. You know, Michigan's real close to Ohio and what have you. But it started with Woody Hayes and Shem Beckler, right? Those two guys went at each other. There was a situation where Michigan was getting throttled.
And the 10-year war.
Ohio State goes down the field with Woody, gets to the 5-yard line, scores a touchdown, right? You don't worry about that. In the game, you know, you got maybe have some other guys in the game, and they want to score too because they don't get an opportunity to play in the big game. They line up and go for two, right? Go for two. They get to two. Lose like by like 30, something like that. It was terrible. Got beat down. After the game, they asked Woody, why did you go for two at the end of the game? You know what he replied? Because I couldn't go for three. So guess what we had to do? We had to eat it. And then the following year, we upset them. So that's how that rivalry goes. There were no fights. You got your butt whipped. You lick your wounds and took it. You put that quote on the board. You see it every day of practice next year. And then when it come 365, when it come back around, then you remember. Like, so the fact that you were a 20-point favorite, you lost the game. You already know that made Michigan's season. They ain't doing nothing.
It really did make their season. So it made his day, too.
They going to celebrate like it's a championship. You lick your wounds and you go in the locker room. And I would have did one better if I was the coach of Ohio State. I would have made them stand out there and watch it. So you understand what that rivalry is. So you know that the guys coming in next year, we ain't playing with this week. We ain't taking nothing for granted.
I don't think Ryan Day's making it to next season.
That's
unless he's hoisting the national championship at the end of this thing, I don't think that's happening.
I don't think you can have those players look
like this. My techs were not too kind to Ryan Day.
They are looking to scrape whatever Urban Meyer is. They're looking to pump his heart full of youth and be like, get back out there, Herbs.
But I'm just saying, like,
because this was supposed to be the layup year for old Ryan Day.
What?
Yeah. But you know the crazy thing about all that is that all that fighting after the game, it don't make Michigan look bad because they wasn't doing nothing all year. They've been terrible all year. It makes the team that was a 20-point favorite look bad.
The Michigan
because now you're hurt. Your feelings hurt.
Well, they each got fined $100,000 each program. I'm sure that's going to really affect.
I love what the Michigan.
I'm sure they're not going to smile right in that check.
Michigan, get ready to give a quarterback $12 million.
We'll take a break.